While traveling in late 1976, Donaldson was arrested after urinating in a motel parking lot, then was charged with possession after the police searched his hotel room and found cannabis. He was placed in a small cell block with 4 white and 8 black prisoners, most Marines from a nearby base, who demanded sexual services. Donaldson later wrote, "Not wishing to repeat the battering I got in the DC jail, I capitulated. I considered myself lucky that the blocks were so small. The next day, the 4 white Marines came up to me and said, 'You're moving in with us,' so I became the 5th occupant of the 4 bunk cell. I had become a punk of these 4 lads, who in jail became my men. They provided me with protection and such thing as stamps and snacks, in return wanting blowjobs from 3 and ass, in jail called pussy from 1. Donaldson was pleasantly surprised that they treated him not with the contempt he expected, but with genuine warmth and affection. Grateful for their kindness and protection, Donaldson decided to embrace his role as punk and do his best to keep his men happy. After the black prisoners fought the white Marines over him, Donaldson was placed in solitary confinement, where he remained until his bail was posted. Donaldson was defended against the possession charge by chief counsel of the state chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. The case was thrown out due to unconstitutional police behavior. In spring of 1977, Donaldson became depressed enough to cut his wrist and managed to get himself arrested for the sale of LSD in Norfolk, Virginia. With the help, he later wrote, "To find myself being wanted and needed, to find the warm security I had experienced with the Marines in county jail." Donaldson was placed in the city jail, where he was gang-raped nightly until the guards were alerted, and he was put in solitary confinement for his protection, to which Donaldson vigorously objected, believing the loss of rights and privileges unfair. After being released into a cell with blacks, who had allegedly paid $5 to receive him, Donaldson was again raped and paralyzed with terror, the motions of DC jail overwhelming him. He fought his assailant, for which he was returned to solitary. After being released into a white cell, he was greeted, "Why, it's Donnie the Punk," giving him his nickname. Donaldson experienced another mental shift. "Under the impact of rape, battery, and robbery in the jail, I came to abandon my Quaker belief in pacifism. My depression gradually changed to anger at the jail, and the government in general. This was a turning point in my consciousness. I came to think of myself as an outlaw and began to adopt jailhouse attitudes. Eventually, I accepted my identity as a punk and decided to make the best of it." Donaldson was eventually claimed by a cellmate, Terry, who treated him with kindness. The two had a cell to themselves when frightened. Newcomer was moved in, and Terry's consent, Donaldson decided to emotionally manipulate the newcomer into becoming his own.